弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
高兴我们可以晚上聚集在教会一起来敬拜神。
Very happy that we can gather tonight to worship God together.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考欢喜颂赞救恩之乐这个主题。
Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, I would like to share with you the topic, Praise Joyfully God's Salvation.
要根据我们读经进度的诗篇三十二篇跟三十三篇来谈谈要怎么样来欢喜歌颂神对我们的救赎。
And according to a Bible study progress and schedule, we will be studying Psalm 32 and 33 to study how we can joyfully praise God for His salvation.
这两篇诗应该是大卫所写的。
And these two psalms were written by David.
那这两篇诗篇呢，有一个连贯。
And there is a connection between these two psalms.
在三十二篇的第十一节。
In Psalm 32, verse 11.
请读十一节。
Verse 11, Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
三十三篇第一节。
Psalm 33, verse 1, Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful.
请看三十三篇的第三十二十一节。
33, verse 21, For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name.
二十二。
Verse 22, Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you.
这几节经文呢，告诉我们一个很重要的主题。
There is a main theme to all these verses.
我们义人被神拯救人，要靠神欢喜快乐。
For us righteous people who have been saved by God, we must trust in the Lord and rejoice.
当我们欢喜快乐的时候，我们应该要大声的赞美他，这是合一的，这是理所当然的。
And it is right for us to rejoice loudly in shout of praise.
那这样的赞美要从我们的心发出来的。
And this praise is to come out of our hearts.
所以我们的心是靠神欢喜快乐。
So our hearts rely on God to have this praise of joy.
不是因为我们在物质上面有什么样的好处成就，所以我们受了这个环境影响，所以我们在赞美神。
And we are not praising God out of our environmental influences and all the material possessions we might have.
而是因为我们真的从心里面会感谢赞美这位救我们的神。
But rather from within our hearts, we have a gratitude and praise towards God.
那我们真的认识我们所拜的这位神。
We have come to know the God that we worship.
我们也感受到他对我们的恩典。
And we have experienced His grace upon us.
所以我们对他的赞美是诚心实意，从我们的内心发出来的。
So our praise towards Him comes from within our heart, in our hearts.
那这个赞美是非常有力的。
And this praise is very strong.
也就是说，我们自己本身在赞美的时候，我们知道为什么我们会这样子欢喜快乐，来歌颂他的伟大。
When we are praising Him, we know why we are rejoicing and praising Him for His greatness.
所以首先我们要先了解什么叫神的救恩。
So first we must come to know what is God's salvation.
这个救恩就是我们从一个状态，我们自己无能为力的时候，我们被救出来，一个救主把我们救出来。
Salvation means that we were saved when we were still helpless.
就是说我们可能处在一个非常忧伤的环境底下。
We may be in an environment that is very sorrowful.
我们觉得很无助。
Or we may be helpless.
但是因着我们呼喊这位主，他把我们救出来。
But when we cry out, then this Lord saves us.
这位主是听我们呼求的主。
This Lord is one who heeds our cry.
而且他是有能力的主，他可以救我们。
And he is powerful to save us.
那当他救我们之后
，Once he has saved us,
我们就可以比较有被他救出来的结果是什么，跟之前我们在那个痛苦当中是有何等大的差别。
Then we can compare the difference between after we have been saved and before when we were sorrowful before being saved.
谁会歌颂赞美这位神呢？
Who will praise this Lord?
就是对这位神有认识，他知道这位神到底是跟我有什么关系的人才会赞美他。
He who understands and knows this Lord and has a direct relationship with him will praise him.
所以救恩的第一个前提就是我们先了解神他是拯救我的。
So first, we must come to realize that God has saved us.
我们看三十三篇的第十二节。
If you look at Psalm 33, verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance.
这里特别提到说，神所拣选为自己产业的，这个名是有福的。
Here it says, blessed is the nation that God has chosen as his own inheritance.
就是是神主动选这一群人当作他自己的产业，就是属他自己的。
That means that God has personally chosen these people to belong to him, to be his inheritance.
所以救恩是因为我们经历了、被神拣选这个、恩典，我们感受到。
Salvation means that we have felt this choosing from the Lord.
所以因为神他不是神拣选我们，不是因为我们有多好，有多好。
God did not choose us because of how great we are.
而是我们、愿意来求他。
But rather because we are willing to cry out to him.
神的恩典有时候是没有条件的。
And God's blessings are without condition.
这是他主动的给予。
And he has voluntarily given this to us.
所以我们被神选的人是有福气的。
So those who are chosen by him are blessed.
那当然这一群人就组成了、一个国度。
So these people have formed a nation.
所以他说当这些民这些国能够以这位神为自己的神是有福的。
It says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
那神选择这批人来、做他的子民，这是、神有特殊的作为。
And it is God's own doing in the way he has chosen the people to be his own.
那被神选的人就是要经历神的恩惠。
And those who have been chosen by God will receive His grace.
所以救恩呢，我们知道，我们人本来都是有罪的。
And we know that all of us have sin.
如果我们认识这位神呢
，If we come to know this Lord,
就是说我们会感受到，哎，这位神他是啊对我这么好。
We feel that this Lord treats me so well.
我们会看到我们自己的缺陷。
And we'll see where we lack.
我们为什么需要神来救我们？
Why do we need God to save us?
就是因为我们不完全。
Because we are imperfect.
我们在这个困苦患难当中。
And we are in suffering.
我们觉得靠自己、靠别人都没有办法帮助。
And we feel that we can no longer rely on ourselves or others.
但是这位神他愿意施给我恩惠。
But this Lord is willing to give us this grace.
所以救恩呢，在第三十二篇的第一节跟第二节。这有一个重点。
And so there is a main point in verse 1 and 2.
三十二篇第一节、第二节。
In Psalm 32, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Verse 2, blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
这两节也是在讲，这样的人是有福的。
Here it says those who are blessed.
那这个就是他的过犯被神赦免，他的罪恶。被神掩盖。
And it is those whose transgressions have been forgiven, whose sin have been covered.
那这个人，他很诚实的在神面前承认他是、有罪的。
And this person very truthfully in front of God has said that he has acknowledged his sins.
就是承认自己的缺点。
He has acknowledged his iniquities.
那觉得自己不够完美。
And has acknowledged that he is imperfect.
那最后神说。啊、不算他有罪，神认为说好，那这样子可以、神称他为义了。
And so in the end, God has called him righteous.
然后这个人就是有福的。
This is a person who's blessed.
那所以救恩就是，本来我们有罪应该被刑罚，但是神救了我们，我们、可以免受刑罚。
So salvation means that before we had sin and we needed to be punished, but because we have been saved, we no longer receive this punishment.
如果我们感受到我们的罪本来是应该受审判，要遭受神的刑罚，但是后来没有，我们会觉得，这个真的是意外掉神 掉下来给我们的恩典，这个我们会很感谢。
And we are truly grateful that we do not need to be punished for our sins.
我们今天、到教会来敬拜神。
Today when we come to church to worship God,
我们就是来就近耶稣基督这位救主。
We have drawn closer and nearer to our Savior.
我们从读圣经，从我们信仰的过程当中了解主耶稣基督 他赐给我们的恩惠。
From reading the Bible and from the progress of our faith, we understand the salvation that He has given us.
我们因着这个福音，我们知道人都是罪人。
Because of this gospel, we know that all men have sinned.
因着真理的亮光照我们，我们就知道说啊，原来我们真的是不完美，我们有很多啊内心隐藏的罪恶。
And the light of truth reveals in us our sins within our hearts.
那更不用说，我们实际上在我们在生活当中也会犯错误。
And in our daily lives, you also might commit wrongdoing.
我们不管是我们的心思意念，我们的言行举止，我们都会有过失的时候。
Whether it be in our thoughts, in our actions, we might have some wrongdoing.
但是当我们有过失，但是神他赦免我们，他不算我们有罪的时候，哇，这个就是神很大的怜悯跟恩惠了。
And it is a great mercy of God that He has forgiven us for all these transgressions.
那一个人若感受到神的救赎，他会知道说，本来在还没有神还没有救以前，他那个内心因着罪恶所引起的那个重担有多重。
And for a person who has come to experience the salvation, they might realize how heavy their heart was and how heavy burden they were before the salvation.
因为三十二篇这是大卫的训悔诗。
And this is a psalm of repentance from David.
大卫他自己经历了神的拯救。
And David he himself experienced God's salvation.
他了解到了这个神啊赦免他的过犯，给他再一次机会的他那个感受。
And he has experienced how God has given him another chance and has forgiven his sins.
所以三十二篇的第一节跟第二节就是他整篇诗的结论。
And so for verse 1 and verse 2, this is the conclusion of the whole psalm.
第三十二篇。
Of Psalm 32.
那是他知道说，哇，他本来是一个大罪人，但是神竟然这样原谅他了。
He realized that he was a great sinner, but God has forgiven him.
因为三十二篇呢，如果从诗篇的背景来查考呢，他应该是五十一篇的序篇。
And so,
就是他先写了五十一篇之后再写三十二篇。
So if we study Psalm, then we will realize that he first wrote Psalm 51, then 32.
因为五十一篇是大卫犯罪之后，先知来责备他的情况下他写下来的。
Because he wrote Psalm 51 after he had committed sin and the prophet had come to tell him of his wrongdoing.
那所以他那个时候祈求神能够赦免。
And at the time he asked God to forgive him.
但三十二篇呢，他经历了神的赦免之后，他的感受。
And Psalm 32 is how he felt after he was forgiven.
他就比较他在没有认罪以前，他那时候心里的压力有多重。
And he would compare and see how heavy-hearted he was before his sins were forgiven.
那现在当先知来责备他，他及时悔改，承认他自己的过错之后。
And after the prophet had went to him, he immediately repented of his wrongdoing.
就是当这个神还可以寻求的时候，他抓住那个机会，赶快在神面前承认他的过犯，他求神原谅。
And so when he could still see God, he grasped onto the opportunity and asked God to forgive him.
然后神就成为他藏身的地方，给他成为保护。
And so God became his help.
就是神是让他可以藏起来的磐石，是他的避难所。
So God became his refuge.
哦，所以那个神最后不但保护他，而且还用这个救恩的那个喜乐来围绕他。
And so not only did God protect him, but he also used the joy of salvation to surround him.
我们要先了解一下大卫他那个犯罪的这件事情。
We must first study how David sinned.
因为他在他的犯罪的过程呢，我们在撒母耳记下第十一章呢，曾经读看过。
So in the process of his sinning, we can read 2 Samuel chapter 11.
现在请看撒母耳记下第十一章。
2 Samuel chapter 11.
从大卫的这个故事来思考一下，什么叫救恩呢？
From the story of David, we can come to reflect on what is salvation.
十一章，这是大卫他跟这个妇人乌利亚的妻子拔示巴犯罪的过程。
And from chapter 11, we can see the process of how David sinned with Uriah's wife, Bathsheba.
那这件事我们都很清楚的，我们如果看第十一章的第四节哈。
If you look at chapter 11, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4, then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity, and she returned to her house.
第五节。
Verse 5, and the woman conceived, so she sent and told David and said, I am with child.
好，那这里提到大卫犯罪的时候，这个妇人就怀孕了。
And when David sinned, this woman became pregnant.
那接下来呢，这个大卫他就开始计划要怎么样把他这件事情掩盖起来，把它合理化。
So David made plans on how he would cover this act.
让他事实上想要让他的这个罪呢不会被人家发现，人家发现。
And he did not want his sin to be revealed to others.
那这个事情神都知道。
But God knew everything.
到了第后来真的到那个乌利亚死了。
So after Uriah died.
好，那我们现在看第二十六节，十一章二十六节。
If you look at chapter 11, verse 26.Verse 26, when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband.
27节.
Verse 27, and when her mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord.
好，那这里提到说，你看后来大卫，因为这个妇人的丈夫死了，他就很光明正大把她娶过来做他自己的妻子了。
And so because...The husband Uriah died. David was able to bring her over as his wife.
然后圣经就说，这个妇人就生了一个儿子啊。
And she bore him a son.
然后，但是大卫所行的这事，神很不喜悦。
But God was displeased with everything that David had done.
好，那到第十二章第一节呢？这个时候，然后神就差先知拿单去见大卫，然后就把这件事情显露出来。
And so, chapter 12, verse 1, God sent Nathan, the prophet, to go talk to David, and this act was revealed.
通常我们在读这个故事的时候，
usually,
我们都直接跳到这个结果。
Usually when we read the story, we jump to the conclusion.
从大卫他犯罪之后，到他这个罪的事实被先知把他显露，神派先知来跟他指责的时候，应该是经过一段时间的。
There must have been a period of time before, between when David had sinned and when God sent the prophet Nathan to rebuke him.
因为这段时间至少就是这个妇人把孩子生下来的这个过程。
Because
这个时间呢
？During this time, the woman gave birth. Birth.
哦，所以少说大概将近一年。
So it was about a year.
在这一年当中，你看神他都没有讲话。
In this year, God did not speak.
但是大卫他知道他自己所犯的罪。
But David knew the sin that he bore.
他其实当时候他计划要去掩盖的时候，就是他知道他这件事情是在神面前是会被审判的。
And when he had plotted and planned to cover this act, he knew that this act was displeasing to God.
他知道他自己犯罪之后，他的心情如何呢？
And what do you think he felt when he knew he had sinned?
你看，我们知道一对夫妻如果结婚之后，久久没有孩子，他如果当做先生知道这个做妻子的怀孕了，哇，那个先生就很高兴。
And so for a spouse, a couple, after a while, if they do not have children and they realize that the wife is now pregnant, the husband is very happy.
哦，但是像这件事情，大卫他知道八十八怀孕要生孩子的时候，他会有喜悦吗
？Do you think that David rejoiced when he realized that Bathsheba was pregnant?
这一段时间他的心情如何？
What do you think he felt?
他是怎么去面对每一天他良心的责备呢
？And how was he to face his conscience rebuking him daily?
因为他明明知道乌利亚的死亡是他设计的。
Because he knew that Uriah died as a result of his plan.
好像别人都不知道，包括当然约押知道，但是大部分的那个将领是不知道怎么一回事的。
And most of the people there did not know what had happened.
这个时候的大卫会怎么想？他是怎样面对他自己每一天的日子呢？看着八十八的肚子一天一天大起来。
And how was David to confront this and face this daily, seeing that Bathsheba's belly was getting bigger day by day?
我们现在看三十二篇诗篇三十二篇。
If you look at Psalm 32,
第三节。
Psalm 32:3. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long.
第四节。
Verse 4. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer.
那 这两节经文其实在描述 当时大卫他在这个罪恶当中的煎熬。
And here in these two verses, it records how David was imprisoned by sin.
他闭口不认罪的时候。
But this is when he kept silent and did not acknowledge his sin.
他的终日哀恨，骨头枯干了。
It says his bones grew old and he was groaning.
也就是说，你看，其实在这个犯罪之后，大卫本身他良心受到神的责备。
And so after he had committed this sin, his conscience was rebuked by God.
他自己其实你看他说终日是哀恨的，就是他是很忧伤的，很害怕的。
He was very afraid and he was very sorrowful. He was groaning all the day long.
第四节说，他知道神的手在他的身上很沉重。
Verse 4 says, Day and night, I know your hand was heavy upon me.、
哦、所以他自己的生命力枯干了。他说好像 他丧失了他原来应该有的活力了。
And his vitality was lost, it had dried up.
这个告诉我们说，你看一个人他犯罪，他自己是知道的。
So it tells us that when a person commits a sin, he knows.
内心事实上是很挣扎、很煎熬的。
And he is fighting within his heart.
但这个时候，大卫他也不敢说、啊。
And David, he dared not say it out loud.
他一直认为说他的这个罪可以被掩盖的。
And he thought his sin could be covered.
啊，可是其实他内心那个沉重，他说神的手日夜都在他身上，很重很重。
But within his heart, he felt that day and night.The Lord's hand was heavy upon him.
那等到先知来责备之后，
Until the prophet came to rebuke him.
这个事情被显露出来。
And this act was revealed.
大卫他在神面前他就承认罪恶了。
Then David confessed his sins before the Lord.
所以第三十二篇第五节说，他接下去他在神面前，我向神承认我的过犯。
And so in Psalm 32:5, he says, "Acknowledge my sin to you."
然后他说，你就赦免我的罪恶。
And you have forgiven my iniquity.
他说，所以我们看到救恩其实一个很重要的因素，就是我们愿意在神面前承认我们的过犯。
And so, a very important part of salvation is that we must be able to acknowledge our sins before God.
愿意承认过犯，才有后面的喜乐。
And only after we have confessed our transgressions, then we can have the joy that is to come.
那这位神，他事实上。是蛮有恩典、有怜悯的。
And this God, He is merciful.
当我们人愿意认罪的时候
when we are willing to confess our sins,
他就按照我们的心来赦免我们。
He will forgive us according to our heart.
那我们的赦免有 多少，就看我们认罪的程度有多深。
And how much we are forgiven is determined by how much we have acknowledged our sins.
所以救恩，我们要了解这个是神的拣选。
So salvation.We must know that this is the choosing of God.
救恩一定要先经历这个认罪的过程。
And for salvation, we must first go through this process of confessing our
transgressions. 我们要能够在神面前歌颂神来赞美他。
We must praise God.
我们首先一定要能够在神面前承认我们的过犯。
But before doing so, we must first acknowledge our sins before Him.
当我们愿意这样来祷告的时候
，When we are willing to present this prayer,
我们就能够经历神的接纳跟怜悯。
Then we will be received by God and forgiven.
那这个认罪的过程要及早，一定要赶快。
And so we must be very quick.
不可以拖延。
We must be very quick to acknowledge our sin.
当我们知道我们有过犯的时候
，Once we know that we have sinned,
马上悔改。
We must repent immediately.
要趁神还可以寻找的时候寻找他。
We must seek God when He can still be found.
因为当我们这个过犯一直累积到很重大的时候。那时候我们可能就没有办法回头了。
Because once our iniquities have accumulated to a great amount, maybe we will not be able to return.
所以32篇的第六节说：“为此，凡虔诚人都应当趁你可以寻找的时候来祷告你。”
And so in verse 6 it says that those who
第六节
Verse 6 for this cause everyone who is godly shall pray to you.
哦，那就是当神还可以让我们可以亲近的时候。
And this was during a time when he can still be found.
他说等到大水泛溢的时候就不能够到他那里去了。
Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him.
大水泛溢，就是像那个挪亚那个时代，神借着洪水来施行审判的时候。
Just like the time of Noah when God sent the flood.
当这个审判来到，要再求神赦免，已经太迟了。
And when the judgment has already come for them to ask God for forgiveness, it is too late.
那个时候已经没有机会再到神面前来求赦免。
There's no longer an opportunity for them to come before the Lord to ask for forgiveness.
所以要趁着神还可以寻找的时候，赶快向他认罪悔改。
So they must quickly repent while God can still be found.
那这样的一个信息呢，在以赛亚书55章也讲过。
And this message is also spoken in Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书55章。
Isaiah chapter 55.
请读第六节。
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
好，所以那个虔诚人就是他懂得在神面前认罪悔改。
Those who are devout are those who know to acknowledge their sins before the Lord.
智慧人就是当还有机会的时候赶快把握住机会。
And those who are wise will grasp onto the opportunity while it is still there.
当神还有怜悯的时候，要赶快抓住神的怜悯。
While God is still merciful, they must grasp onto his mercy.
所以大卫他自己，你看他一这个事情先是一责备之后，他马上伏在神面前，抓住这个机会。
And so when after the prophet had rebuked him, David quickly grasped onto the opportunity and repented before God.
然后他就经历了神接纳他，再一次让他成为这个神是他的藏身的地方，神成为他的保护了。
And God accepted him and once again became his refuge.
然后他的祷告就再一次的蒙神垂听。
And his prayer was once again listened to by God.
他愿意回头的时候，神就指示他当行的路是什么。
And when he was willing to return and repent, then God directed his path.
所以第诗篇的三十二篇第七节，看回来第七节。
Psalm 32 verse 7.
这个时候大卫他说，神是我的藏身之处，神会保佑我脱离苦难。
He says, you are my hiding place, you said, preserve me from trouble.
那他用得救的这个乐歌四面来围绕我。
You should surround me with songs of deliverance.
就是说这个神这个救恩呢，会让他觉得很安慰，然后他可以欢喜颂赞神。
Which means that this salvation comforts him and allows him to praise God. Praise God.
那这个告诉我们，其实今天我们一个虔诚的人，属神的人，我们一样会经历患难。
So it tells us that today, as a devout person, a person who seeks the Lord, we too will go through tribulation.
我们在神面前承认错误。
But if we acknowledge our sins before God,
我们前面的路程还是一样会有很多困苦患难在的。
We will still have troubles and tribulation in our road ahead.
但是这不可怕了。
But we do not be afraid.
因为神他要施怜悯给我们。
Because we know that God is merciful.
他要成为我们的保护。
He will become our help.
他要指示我们在这个患难当中要怎么度过去的那条路。
And he will direct a path in how we will go through this trouble.
神会用他的眼睛来看我们。
He will use his eyes to look at us.
所以第八节三十二篇的第八节说，我要定睛在你的身上劝诫你。
So in verse 8 it says, I will guide you with my eye.
就是说神他会看着我们告诉我们那条路，然后要确定我们可以走在那路上。
This tells us that God will direct a path and he will confirm that we will be able to walk on this path.
我们如果愿意来信靠神的，
If we are willing to rely on him,
我们一定会感受到神对我们的接纳。
Then we will be able to experience his acceptance.
我们不会像那个无知的马或者是骡子这样子不听使唤，会愿意顺服神的。
We will not be like the horse or the mule, but we will be able to go with the Lord.
所以，如果愿意认罪的，那经历神的救恩人，他最后他要成为在神面前成为义人。
And so those who are willing to acknowledge their sins in front of God, they will be called righteous.
内心如果真正是诚实没有诡诈的
，And those who have no deceit in their hearts,
内心正直人是应当欢呼的。
And those who are upright in their hearts, they shall rejoice.
那现在这个神的救恩，如果我们有明白以后
，So after we come to know the salvation,
那现在应当要来欢呼歌颂这位神的拯救。
So now we must shout for joy for the salvation.
要，所以义人跟正直人理所当然要赞美他。
So the righteous and the upright should praise him.
要怎么赞美
And how should they praise him?
用我们的歌声。
They should use their voices.
用乐器。
Use instruments.
用我们的心灵。
Use the hearts.
所以你看33篇的第三节。
If you look at Psalm 33 verse 3, sing to him a new song, play skillfully with a shout of joy.
你看他这里说这个对神的 歌唱那个赞美、啊、是很声音很洪亮，就是真的从心里面发出来的，很自然。
And so when you're praising God, this comes out of your heart, it's very lively and natural.
我们会向神唱新歌，表示我们经历、啊、神的拯救，让我们像一个新人一样的。
And so we will sing to him a new song, which means that after we have received the salvation, we are like a new man, new man.
当我们的罪经历被神赦免以后，
after our sins have been forgiven,
接下去我们一定是 走在 一条正的路上。
We will walk in the right path.
所以我们的心思意念成为像会更新。
And so,
像新的
our thoughts and our hearts will be renewed like new.
我们对神的认识会 更进一步。
And our understanding of God will go a step further.
那这个时候我们所唱的歌呢，就跟旧的人 在这个罪当中是不一样的。
So the songs that we sing will be different from those who are in sin.
那所以这位神他是这么伟大，所以他值得我们大声来歌颂他。
This Lord is so great, so great that he is worthy to be praised.
所以33篇呢，他一个很重要 的那个重点都是在强调要赞美神的救恩。
And so the main point of Psalm 33 is to praise him for his salvation.
为什么要赞美？为什么要这样大声来歌颂他？
And why do we need to shout for joy and praise him?
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节跟第五节。
Verse 4 and 5.
他这个提到，我们如果对神有这个了解，我们一定会这样子歌颂。
So if we have this understanding of God, then we will praise him in this manner.
请读第四节、第五节。
Verse 4, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. Verse 5, he loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
你看这里，我们会歌颂神，因为我们了解神是信实的，神是慈爱的，神是公义的。
Here we will praise him because we know that he is faithful, righteous, and just.
他告诉我们的话，就是要让我们走在正路上，最后得救。
His word that he gives us allows us to walk on the right path to salvation.
他的路是公义、正直的。
And his way is right.
遍地满了神的慈爱，就是我们随时都能够经历神对我们的保守，他对我们的指引。
And all his work is done in truth.
哦，所以神的爱很重要。
And so the love of God is very important.
要常常去记住主耶稣对我们的爱。
So we must remember the love that God has showed us.
大卫他之所以很勇敢的在神面前承认错误，是因为他知道神的救恩很伟大。
David was very brave in acknowledging his sins before the Lord because he knew how great God was.
他的错误 并没有因着神的赦免而消失啊，还是他的错误还在那里。
And his wrongdoing did not disappear just because of God's mercy.
但是神把它盖下去了。
But God covered it.
神没有算他有罪，没有按他的罪恶来刑罚他的。
And he did not punish him according to his transgressions.
我们今天在生活当中，我们有时候犯错。
Today in our daily lives, we might commit sin.
但是犯错的时候，我们要记住一件事。
But when we commit wrongdoing, we must remember one thing.
我们如果不是故意去犯的
，If we did not do it on purpose,
主耶稣基督的救恩，他要覆盖我们。
Then the salvation of God will cover us.
所以在希伯来书一直在强调。我们如果尝过神天恩滋味的人，就是我们已经经历了神的救赎的人矣。
So in Hebrews it emphasizes that if we have tasted the goodness of God,
如果我们偶尔被过犯所胜
，and if we have been overcome by sin from now and then,
因着一些软，我们在灵性低落的时候，一些这个外界的引诱，我们得罪神了。
And we have committed sin against God, when we are spiritually weak.
那这个时候，我们要记住主耶稣的恩典，他的救恩呢，要覆盖我们。
We must at this time remember God's salvation and how His salvation can cover us.
我们在神面前，如果愿意认罪悔改
，If we are willing to confess our sins before Him,
主耶稣的宝血就要不断的洁净我们。
Then the precious blood of God will cleanse us.
所以我们就是像披戴基督一样，把主耶稣披戴在我们身上。
And it's like we have put on Christ.
所以主耶稣他那个救恩呢，就这个白衣啊，让我们一直穿在我们的身上。
And so the salvation of God is like a white garment that we put on ourselves.
所以我们要记住主耶稣对我们的接纳。
So you must remember the acceptance from God.
披戴基督，因着主耶稣基督的牺牲，所以我们在神面前可以成为义人。
And to put on Christ and to know that because of the sacrifice of Lord Jesus Christ, we can be righteous before God.
所以不是因为靠着我们自己的行为被称义。
It is not because of our own actions that we have been called righteous.
是因为主耶稣基督他为我们所做的牺牲跟救赎。
But because of the salvation and the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要常常记住，如果我们今天去犯错。
So we must remember if we had committed wrongdoing today.
其实就是让主耶稣再一次的受苦。
Then we have allowed Jesus to suffer for us once again.
他宝血继续来覆盖我们。
His precious blood is once again cleansing us and covering our sins.
那我们如果会这样想，我们就会很小心，不会去让主耶稣再一次受苦。
If we think of it in this manner, then we will be very careful not to allow Jesus to suffer for us once again.
所以遍地满了神的慈爱，就是我们要常常去想主耶稣基督他对我们的救赎。
So the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord, which means that we must constantly contemplate the salvation of God.
以弗所书第六章提到我们要穿戴神的全副军装。
And so Ephesians chapter 6 talks about how we should put on the armor of Christ.
我们要戴上救恩的头盔。
And we should put on the helmet of salvation.
第六章十七节这个也提到救恩的头盔。
So in chapter 6 verse 17 it says the helmet of salvation.
就是要常常知道记住神主耶稣基督对我们的拯救。
That is for us to remember and constantly think about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们不会认为说我没救了。
So we cannot think that we are helpless.
除非我们真的是故意犯罪，不断重复去犯罪，把主耶稣再一次的羞辱在十字架上。
Unless we sin on purpose repeatedly.
所以现在我们能够大声的欢喜歌颂神，是因为我们知道神他是慈爱的。
So now we can shout for joy and praise God because we know He is a loving God.
请看回来诗篇三十三篇。
We turn back to Psalm 33,
第六节。
Verse 6.
六节到第九节。
Verse 6 to 9. Verse 6. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Verse 7. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Verse 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Verse 9. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.
你看这一段经文在提到神用他的话造成这个天地万物宇宙的这个创造。
Here it says, by His word, the heavens and the creation were created.
所以我们要在神面前敬畏。
So we must fear the Lord.
神他说有就有，命立就立。
Because by His words it was done.
所以他的能力值得我们敬畏。
And so He has the power and ability worthy of us to fear Him.
我们赞美神是因为我们了解神的能力。
We praise Him because we understand His power.
神说有就有。
If God says there is.
神说赦免就赦免了。
And if God says it is forgiven, it will be forgiven.
主耶稣在十字架上跟那个强盗说：“你今天跟我在乐园里面，就这样成了。”
And so when Jesus was on the cross, He said to the robber that today you will be with me in paradise, and it was done.
哦，那个长大毛了，主耶稣说：“你洁净了，他就洁净了。”
And those who had leprosy, they were cleansed.
所以我们赞美神是因为我们了解神的能力值得我们敬畏，值得我们 来追求。
We praise God because we know of His power that is worthy of us to pursue.
当我们愿意服务在神面前，
When we are willing to bow before Him,
然后祈求他施怜悯给我们，
and to ask Him for His mercy,
那他的能力覆盖我们，我们就得福了。
And when His power covers us, then we will be blessed.
所以他的能力值得我们不断的高声歌颂。
And so His power is worthy for us to exalt Him.
第三十三篇的第十节跟第十一节。
If you look at Psalm 33, verse 10 and 11, verse 10, the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. Verse 11, the counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations.
那这里提到这个神的智慧。
Here it talks about the wisdom of God.
神让列国的筹算归于无有，就是说他没有功效的。
He brings the counsel of the nations to nothing.
有时候我们自己的想法没有什么用。
A lot of times our own thinking brings to nothing.
但是神的想法才是真的存到永远的。
But what God thinks, this is what lasts forever.
所以我们要 去祈求神，让我们明白他的智慧，祈求明白他，明白他的旨意。
So you must ask God for us to have understanding of His wisdom and His will.
照神的旨意去生活，这个人就是有福。
So he who is able to live according to His will will be blessed.
神的意念高过人的意念，神的道路高过人的道路。
Because the thoughts of God are higher than the thoughts of man. His plans are higher than the plans of man.
我们努力去追求敬拜神的时候，
And when we make the effort to worship Him and pursue Him,
神就让我们可以知道他的意念。
Then God will reveal His thoughts to us.
所以神他的旨意啊，他的秘密跟谁显明呢？
So who does He reveal His will to?
诗篇二十五篇的第十四节。
In Psalm 25, verse 14, it records.
诗篇二十五篇的十四节。
Psalm 25, verse 14.
神与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。指示他们。
The secret of the Lord is with those who fear Him; He will show them His covenant.
我们今天如果敬畏神的哈
，For us, if we fear the Lord today,
神他的思念就让我们明白啊。
He will allow us to know His thoughts.
那我们就可以真的走在神的旨意里啊。
And we can walk in His will.
那我们你看我们会觉得很满足。
And we will be satisfied.
那神值得我们赞美，在诗篇三十三篇呢，从第十三节开始。
So God is worthy to be praised, starting from verse 13 of Psalm 33.
请读十三节到十五节。
Verse 13, the Lord looks from heaven; he sees all the sons of men. Verse 14, from the place of his dwelling he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. Verse 15, he fashions their hearts individually; he considers all their works.
这位神是无所不知、无所不在的。
And so this God, He is all-knowing and omnipresent.
他从天上在观看我们世人的一举一动。
And He is looking at all the actions of men from heaven.
他是造成我们内心，他我们的心都是他做的。
And He fashions our hearts individually.
所以我们要了解神随时都在监察我们。
So you must know that God is constantly watching us.
人的眼睛看不到，我们只有在人的背后，别人的眼睛就看不到了。
And so if you're standing behind a person, you cannot see the eyes.
但是神他就是都看得到了。
But God can see.
你看为了安全起见，我们教会现在装了那个监视器。
And so for security reasons, we have installed cameras on church.
有这个摄影机在观察这个教会的人员的进出。
And these security cameras, they are looking at to see who enters and leaves the church.
不管再怎么样高解析度的摄影机都会有死角。
And no matter how high tech these security cameras are, they all have a blind spot.
都有可能看不到一些事情发生的。
And so there are some things that they cannot see.
但是神他看得一清二楚。
But God sees everything.
所以我们要了解神他的无所不在、无所不知。
So we must know His omnipotence and His that He is omnipresent.
所以不管我们是在人面前或在人后面。
So whether we are before man or behind,
不管是我们在群众之中，还是我们在独处的时候，
whether we are in a crowd or by ourselves,
我们都要了解神看得我们一清二楚。
We must know that God sees everything.
没有一个意念在神面前是可以隐藏的。
There is no thought that we can hide before God.
让我们对神有这样的认知。
If we have this understanding of God,
所以我们会活得，会走在这个光里面，我们。言行举止会里外一致。
Then we will walk in the light.
我们不会在人面前是一个样子，在背后又是另外一个样子。
And we will not be a double-sided person.
我们一定会像神一样很真实的。
We will be very truthful like God.
这个是我们要大声的歌颂神的救恩的另外一个原因呢。
This is another reason why we should shout in praise for God's salvation.
从第十六节。
Starting from verse 16,
请读十六节。
Verse 16, no king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength.
十七节。
Verse 17, a horse is a vain hope for safety; neither shall it deliver any by its great strength.
十八节。
Verse 18, behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His mercy.
十九节。
19, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine.
这一段在提到我们要歌颂赞美神的原因，就是神看顾那敬畏他的人。
Here it tells us that we must shout in praise of God because He looks after those who fear Him.
他这里提到说， 君王不会因为兵很多就得胜。
Here it says, no king is saved because of a multitude of an army.
人得救不是因为那个马的力大，或者是勇士很多。
And man is saved not because of the strength of a horse or of a mighty man.
而是因着神的眼目看顾。
But rather because God is watching over them.
那神看顾谁呢？
And who is God watching over?
他说看顾那敬畏他的跟仰望他慈爱的人。
He is watching over those who fear him, who hope in his mercy.
神要救他们脱离死亡。
He would deliver them from death.
所以神他看着我们的心思意念， 他知道我们愿意投靠他，他就拯救。
So God sees our hearts and thoughts. He knows that if we are willing to rely on him, then he will save us.
所以我们应当要歌颂赞美他的。
And so we should shout and praise.
因为这位神他很慷慨。很慷慨，他是很 general， 他就是他不会很吝啬的。
Because this God is a very generous God.
他当我们愿意仰望他的时候
，When we are willing to turn our eyes upon him，
他就接纳，他就祝福。
Then he will be able to accept us and bless us.
他让我们在这个困苦患难当中可以存活下来。
And he allows us to live and survive under trouble.
哦，因为神他爱我们，他也同时要训练我们。
Because he loves us, and so at the same time he wants to train us.
我们愿意仰望他慈爱的人，就经历他的拯救。
And so if we are willing to await his mercy and hope in his mercy, then we will be saved.
我们就可以高声歌颂赞美了。
Then we will be able to shout in joy and praise him.
好，所以这一篇他讲完了这些要赞美神的原因之后呢？
So after he talks about the reasons why we should praise him.
第二十节到二十二节了。
Verse 20 to 22.
他现在用的那个。主持就变成我们了。
He uses the word "ow."
就是我们怎么样？他现在已经不是在劝勉这些读者而已。
And so no longer is he trying to say you, but now it turns into "ow."
就是我们的心是等候神的。
So our soul is waiting for the Lord.
神是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。
He is our help, our shield.
我们的心是靠他欢喜的。
Our heart shall rejoice in him.
我们是倚靠他的圣名的。
Because we have trusted in his holy name.
主是我们所仰望的对象。
Let your mercy, Lord, be upon us.
他向我们会施行慈爱的。
Just as we hope in you.
你看他都是一直强调我们，他把所有人都挂在里面。
Now he emphasizes us, and so he includes everyone.
所以我们应当要坚定对神的倚靠。
And so we must make this firm trust in the Lord.
在神面前欢喜快乐来赞美他。
And we must rejoice joyfully before him.
所以我们在赞美的这个声音洪亮，其实表示我们对神很有信心。
And so when our praise is loud and lively, this means that we have great faith in God.
我们真的承认这位主是拯救我的。
We acknowledge this God is our Savior.
当我们对主越认识越深的时候
，And when we come to know him more deeply,
我们对他的祷告就也深入。
Then our prayer will be even deeper.
我们对他的赞美就又 越有力。
And our praise towards him will be even more strengthened.
那众人就会感受到我们对神的信靠。
And everyone will know that we trust in the Lord.
所以我们从诗篇里面呢，我们可以看到这个神的这个救赎在古时候的圣徒身上是非常明显的。
So from the book of Psalms, we can see how God's salvation was very evident on the people in the Old Testament.
那我们一起把这样神迎接到我们的心里来。
And so let us receive this God into our hearts.
我们在他面前来承认我们的过犯，祈求他怜悯。
Let us confess our transgressions before him, ask for his forgiveness.
让他的慈爱来覆庇我们。
And so his love and his mercy will cover us.
然后我们可以靠着他欢喜颂赞。
And through trusting in him, we will be able to praise.
一起来歌颂，让更多人来经历神这样的一个救恩。
So we can praise him, and more people can come to know his salvation.
因为我们仰望他的必不羞愧。
Because those who trust in him will not be lacking.
我们欢喜快乐，因为这是神愿意我们这样子颂赞的。
We rejoice and shout with praise because God is willing and allows us to praise him in this manner.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
237首。
237.